Hey, this is Jody T. Pratt. I wrote a book, Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection, 13 Disturbing Tales of the Misfortune. If you like the bizarre and all things dark, and you love this show, you'll love this. Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection on Amazon right now. The link will be in the description. On with the show. Lights, camera, action. Welcome to the Scrapbook Podcast, Director's Cut. Hey, this is Jody Pratt, my fellow host Patrick Wakefall.
Yeah.
And it is the Scrapbook Podcast, you know, Director's Cut, baby. Patrick has a quickie but a goodie.
Yeah, this is going to be quick and sweet, just like how I make love. I should have said that to the world. All right. So the story takes place in Wisconsin.
Shout, let it all out.
I love that song, dude. That is a great song.
It's a banger, dude.
Bro, I'm telling you, they need to bring that back.
Tears for Fears, nigga, they're good, actually.
Bro.
I can't lie.
What are we talking about
Europe here? Was on one, brother. 99, it's Luftballons. I was like, God damn, I love you, bitch. Anyway, sorry, bro. Nigga, on the repeat, bro. We've been recording. I'm just like, shout, let it all out.
Just in your head.
Over and over again, bro. And you're bro, just like, yeah. Then you, like,
that's how I live in my life, bro. I'm waking up singing songs. Yeah. And I'm like, I haven't heard that song in 4.5 years.
Exactly.
Why the fuck am I singing it? I woke up singing John Legend, all of you. And I'm just like, I haven't heard that song in years. What the fuck am I doing in my life?
All the blessings.
I'm just
even
like,
if you're winning, I lose my lessons. Give her all of me. I give you all of you.
And I got a hot take. Cuz don't sing that great, dude.
Oh, you don't think so?
I think bro has a scratchy voice.
Oh. Yeah, I can see that.
Bro, let me get sick, dude. Like, oh, let me get sick and see if I can't pull that shit off,
have
bro.
Have you seen the video of this nigga 50 Cent doing, like, in the club, and then John Legend singing?
No.
You can find me in the club. Bottles for the bub. I was like, God
nah,
damn, bro.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Get out of here, dude.
What are they doing?
Anyway, the date, the time,
okay.
The era.
Okay.
Damn you, Tears for Fears.
All right. Who my cheeks hurt? All right. So it's going to be Wisconsin.
Say 2024, yes.
Wisconsin. Is Wisconsin Midwest?
Yep.
Yeah, boom. Wisconsin history teacher. McCaffrey is his name, and he is 37. He's not the best at his job. Not saying he's horrible. Kids don't like him. Kids don't respect him. I would say that he is, how would you go about this? Like, He's very to himself, but he cares about the kids. So he's not outward with, like, being like, you can do better. All you got to do is try. He's more just like taps on the paper and he's like, we talked about this earlier this week. Why aren't you catching on to that? And they're just like, I'm not good with tests. And he's just like,
Donovan, you need to fucking apply yourself, buddy. Or I'm going to end up like you. He's just like, goddamn.
He's like, and he's like, shut up. The second, and I was like, shut up. But fucking, yeah, so he's not respected at his job, having a tough time, 37. And him and his wife have been at odds or on the opposite sides of, like, happiness for a long time. And they're going back and forth, and he starts noticing, you know, that when he gets home, she's barely getting home. She doesn't work.
Mm.
So he starts to ask her, where are you, you know, why aren't you home when I get home? I get done grading papers, and you're barely getting home. You always dress nice. And she's just like, I can't go out. I can't enjoy myself. Oh, I'm sorry, McCarthy. It's all about you. Oh, let's all hail McCarthy. Oh, it's, you know, I don't have to fucking explain myself. And she walks away, taking off her fucking earrings and shit. And he's just like, all right. And she's like, and there's no more beer. I threw it out. And he's just like, cool. Cool, 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 cool.
Yeah, I need to lay off the bud anyway. Whatever.
And so he goes about it. He goes about his, the rigmarole of life day in and day out. And then his wife leaves him. He comes home one day and she has her bags packed and she's sitting by the door, sitting on her luggage that he bought her. And she's just like, it's not working, you know, and I want to be happy and I deserve to be happy. And you're just not doing that for me anymore. And he's like, what? I can't do any more than what I'm doing now. And she's like, well, you stopped trying years ago, didn't you? And he's like, what? I built this house for you. Like we built this together. And she was like, no. You built what you wanted, not what I wanted. And she's like, I'm gone. And he's like, there's no way we can work this out. And she's like, no. He's like, and I'm talking to somebody, so I'd prefer if you did not contact me at all.
My heart hurts for this nigga, man.
I'm telling you, bro.
Damn.
I'm telling you. And he's just like, I can do better. I can do better right now. Just tell me what you want. And she's just like, what I wanted, you know, you couldn't have given me. Mm. Even if you tried.
Mm.
So sleep on that. And damn. I'll send for my things.
Sleep on it?
Yeah.
He didn't hit her?
No.
Okay.
Because he's a kind-hearted man. That's why he hasn't slept any of these dumbass high school kids that are talking raspy at him.
Would you hit your wife first or your college, I mean, your students?
Oh, I'll lace a high school nigga up, bro. Two hot ones right to that little motherfucker. You know why? Because I've seen hella videos of kids like slapping teachers and be like, get up, pussy. And I'm just like, bro, like those were powder puffs. I'll put you out,
and
sir.
And then the moment the teacher like retaliates, it's just like, he's just a kid, bro.
Nah, you getting 5-point slam, dude. It's a suplex, dude. You're going to wake up and you're going to be Stephen Hawking, dude, but not smart.
Yeah.
But anyways, he is.
So she leaves
and he's stewing in it and he's just like fuck, like everything I've gone towards, you know, everything I fought for is gone now. And he's like, this bitch took the dog. She took my dog. I had the dog before we met. How do you take my dog? And he's just stewing in it, goes in, a kid spits a spitball at him in the middle of like a lecture that he's trying to get through, but he's like zoning in, kind of flashes on the kid. Everybody gets scared in class and he's just like, I can't do this anymore. So he consigns himself to like, he comes to the realization that I am going to kill myself. I'm going to off myself. Nobody cares about me in this world anymore. There's no reason for me to be here. I'm just going to do it. I got 22 at the house and two of those in the head, one of those in the head, put you out. And so he is a smart guy. He's just not, how you would say, like, driven to find his talents. He's driven to provide, which he has done in spades, but is no longer good enough. And so he's like, he's sitting there with the gun and he's twirling it back and forth in his fingers. And he's like, this is it. This is my last day on earth. And he's sitting by a full glass of whiskey that he hasn't touched. And he's just like, no. He puts the gun down. He's like, I'm not going to leave this bitch without doing something that I thought I always wanted to do. I always thought I was funny. I always thought I was like a funnier cat. And it was just curtailed by this woman telling me, shut up, that's not funny. And kids not understanding my humor. It was them. It wasn't me. So he goes out to do an open mic. And he has his gun on him. And he's not going out there to kill anybody else besides himself. So he goes to the open mic and he does a tight two. Nothing crazy. And he gets really good laughs. And in that moment of the laughs, he forgets about the gun in his back pocket. He forgets about his wife leaving him for somebody else. He forgets that everybody at his job hates him. And he just lives that moment. And he's like, damn, do I want to kill myself? And he's like, I already made a deal. I already said I was going to do this. It's in my back pocket. And as he's walking out of the club, the owner is like, so I'm going to see you tomorrow, right? And he's like, for what? And he's like, you've got it in you. Whatever it is, bro, you got it. He's like, I'm surprised I haven't seen you in here before. How did you, you seem real calm up there. And he's like, oh, this is my first open mic. He's like, whatever it is, you got it. Don't stop. Don't quit. Like, you have to keep going. And he walks out of the club and he grabs the gun. And you just see him walk away. You don't know whether he kills himself. And you don't know whether he just throws a gun at the trash. It's really just like a...
up to your interpretation.
Up to your interpretation of how he took in being accepted and felt for the first time in a long time. Because that open mic, he didn't... it wasn't a standing ovation or anything like that. But it was like, wow, people really felt that and it wasn't awkward. But it wasn't awkward because he had nothing left to lose. He wasn't nervous up there. He just wanted to get his piece out so he could off himself. And in that process, he found out that, like, passion can live past a person. It can live past a career. It's about what you find passion in. And he always had that passion. And if he had followed that, maybe he'd have been somewhere different. Maybe he would have found the woman who would have been right for him. Maybe he would have not been a fucking history teacher, but instead he would have been a fucking comedian. And like that flood of endorphins every time somebody laughs, he could have had throughout his life. And that's it.
Yeah, that was good, bro. You sucked me in, man. There's a couple things that are pretty hit pretty close to home.
Oh, but like, that's a me, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, bro, I like that shit. What are you going to call it?
I'm calling it Last Comedian, bro. No, I would say, fuck, I haven't even thought of a name for it.
What's his name?
I never even said a name.
You did.
I did?
Yeah. So let's see.
McCaffrey?
McCaffrey. Definitely not a C starter.
There's two C's in it, though.
I call that shit Mr. McCaffrey, bro.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Mr. McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Hey, you see Pat got the sad shit in him, too. Not, don't blame me because, nigga, we don't talk. Anyway. I am Jody Pratt, my fellow host, Patrick Wickfall.
Yo.
This was Mr. McCaffrey. We love you. Don't stop being creative. Peace.
Deuces.